Okay, good morning, everyone, and welcome to the July 14th, 2026 meeting of the Sussex County Council. We'll call the meeting to order. And first is approval of the agenda. Mr. Lawson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Good morning, members of council. At this time, I see no recommended changes to today's agenda.
Okay, we'll entertain a motion to approve the agenda. Motion, Mr. Riley.
Second.
Second, Ms. Greenbaum. Any questions? And then we'll take the vote. Mr. McCarron.
Yes.
Mr. Lloyd.
Yes.
Ms. Greenbaum.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Next is the approval of the minutes of the June 23rd, 2026 meeting. Are there any corrections, additions, or deletions? Okay, hearing none, they'll stand as read. Reading of correspondence, Mr. Moore.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. We have one letter, and that is from Shoes That Fit, thanking council for their assistance in the shoe distribution program this spring. That's all.
All right, thank you. Next up is public comment. This is a time to comment on something that the council has clear jurisdiction over. And when the green light comes on, you'll have 3 minutes. When the amber light comes on, you'll have 1 minute. And when the red light comes on, I'm going to ask you to wrap it up. Okay, we don't have anybody signed up. Okay, operator, would you check online, please?
At this time, there is currently no one on the line.
Okay. We'll go ahead and close public comment. Next is the consent agenda. We have four items. The first one is the existing use of wastewater management or wastewater infrastructure agreement, Plantation Square, Building 2, West Rehoboth area. The second one is use of existing wastewater infrastructure agreement, Horizon Farm Credit Office, Western Sussex area. The next one is the use of existing wastewater infrastructure agreement, IUA 2025-02, Bridgeville Warehouses, Western Sussex area. And the fourth one is use of existing wastewater infrastructure agreement, IUA 1130, Rehoboth Senior Living, Spring Arbor, West Rehoboth area. Are there any questions? It will entertain a motion to...
Motion to approve.
Okay, motion. Mr. McCarron?
Second.
Second, Ms. Greenbaum. Any questions? Hearing none, we'll take the vote. Mr. McCarron?
Yes.
Mr. Lloyd?
Yes.
Ms. Greenbaum?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Next is the County Administrator's Report. Mr. Lawson.
Thank you. Mr. President, one item for the County Administrator's Report, July 14th, 2026. Per the attached Engineering Department fact sheet, the following projects have received substantial completion. May Apple Farm, effective June 16th, and Black Oak Phase 2 construction record, effective June 24th. Thank you, Mr. President.
Okay. Next up, Ms. Andrea Wall. Oh, I didn't see you back there.
Good morning, Mr. President, members of council. A check in the amount of $38,898 has been received from the United States Department of the Interior Fish and Wildlife Service as a federal payment in lieu of taxes for the Prime Hook National Wildlife Refuge. This check represents payments under the Refuge Revenue Sharing Act covering fiscal year 2025. The amount is calculated by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service by prorating the total funds available for payment. This check is funded through revenues generated from the Prime Hook National Wildlife Refuge and from a supplemental congressional appropriation. Sussex County may use these funds for any governmental purpose. The recommendation is to allocate these funds in the same percentage as other county tax collections as the county has done in the past.
Okay.
If you don't have any questions, I have a motion.
Please give us your motion.
Be it moved that Sussex County Council approve the accounting department's recommended distribution of the refuge revenue sharing funds as follows. Milford School District, $7,730.23. Cape and Lopin School District, $23,767.55. Sussex Tech, $3,742.84. Sussex County, $3,264.29. And Sussex County Libraries, $393.09.
Okay, pleasure of council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Riley.
Second.
Second, Mr. Lloyd. Are there any questions? Hearing none, we'll take the vote. Mr. McCarron.
Yes.
Mr. Lloyd.
Yes.
Ms. Greenbaum.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you. Next up, Mr. Mike Harmer, County Engineer.
Good morning.
Morning.
All right. I'm here to brief you on a change order for the Wolf Neck wastewater project, the electrical side, and it's for the Bancroft Construction Company. And the history of the Bancroft contract is in your council packets. So in the interest of time, I'll move right down to the issue for the change order. So basically, based on the manufacturer specifications at the time of design, a generator platform of 10 feet was specified in the bid. But due to layout changes during construction, we needed 16 feet. The platform increased in size, so the additional material and labor for the engineering department is requesting an approval of change order number 9 in the amount of $16,483.40. And I'm here to answer any questions, if you have any, or I'll read my motion.
Okay, please give us your motion.
All right. Be it moved upon the recommendation of Sussex County Engineering that change order 9 for contract S24-10, Wolf Neck Regional Wastewater Facility Electrical Service and Switchgear Replacement General Construction be approved in the amount of $16,483.40 for Bancroft Construction.
Okay, pleasure of council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Riley.
Second.
Second, Ms. Grunewald. Any questions? Hearing none, we'll take the vote. Mr. McCarron.
Yes.
Mr. Lloyd.
Yes.
Ms. Grunewald.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
All right. So I'm here to also brief you on a change order for a sewer septic elimination project in the neighborhood of Countryside Hamlet. As you may recall, and as outlined in your council packets, on July 17, 2020, the engineering department received correspondence from Countryside Hamlet Mobile Home Park property owner requesting the county consider annexation of the community into Unified Sewer District. So we followed the process for septic elimination, and basically we're in construction now. There's a gravity system being constructed as well as a pump station. The gravity system is pretty much constructed and the pump station's at about 50%. The contractor that was awarded on April 29th, 2025 was Teal Construction Incorporated in the bid amount of $1,588,588. So Teal Construction was given a notice to proceed in February 2026, and you've got the status as I've just briefed. Since then, the Environmental Services and Engineering Department have been looking at betterment as far as access to our infrastructure at the pump stations, and we have decided we'd like to have a valve vault instead of having the valves down in the pit, which makes it a lot easier and safer to maintain. So that's what this change order is about. That off. There you go. That's what this change order is about. And what we did is we asked the engineer, DBF, to incorporate a valve vault into design as reflected by the attached change order in your package. And the engineering department recommends approval of change order number 1 in the value of $20,244, increasing the contract amount to a total of $1,608,832. I'm here to answer any questions if you'd like, or I could read the motion.
Okay. Please give us your motion.
All right. Be it moved upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that change order number 1 for contract S23-01 Countryside Hamlet Sanitary Sewer Project be approved, increasing the contract by $20,244, contingent upon DENREC approval.
Okay, pleasure of council.
Motion to approve.
Motion, Mr. McCarron.
Second.
Second, Mr. Lloyd. Any questions? Hearing none, we'll take the vote. Mr. McCarron.
Yes.
Mr. Lloyd.
Yes.
Ms. Grunewald.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Next up, Mr. Mark Parker. Good morning.
Morning, Mr. President, council members. First up for me, two items. Project you've seen on multiple occasions. So what we call our mission critical advanced sewer relocation project. It's being done in cooperation with the state in support of their proposed Kings Highway widening project that will be happening in a couple years in Lewis. The work on phase one section of our sewer relocation is fully complete at this point, including reconstruction of a long stretch of shared use path and some related restoration. That was required by the state, and that was the last change order we brought to you a couple months back. So at this point, we're recommending approval of a final project closeout and payment of final retainage of monies to our contractor, Christian Excavating. And just a reminder on this one, the work, as well as the upcoming phase two, hopefully that'll start later this year, pending clearance of some archaeological investigations. It's all part of a utility letter agreement and would be included in a future financing package associated with the Capitol Road project as a reimbursable cost back to the county. So we're looking forward to that. Can answer any questions? I have a memo for your consideration.
Okay, please give us your motion.
Be it moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that project closeout be granted for phase one of the advanced sewer utility relocation project for state contract T-2025-129-01 and that final payment be made to Christiana Excavating in accordance with contract provisions.
Okay. Pleasure of council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Riley.
Second.
Second, Ms. Grunewald. Any questions? Hearing none, we'll take the vote. Mr. McCarron.
Yes.
Mr. Lloyd.
Yes.
Ms. Grunewald.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
All right, thank you. Second item for me involves our ongoing enterprise asset management initiatives. We're hitting our second full year of developing what we're hoping to be a robust asset management program for the county. Memo in the packet describes some of the activities that have occurred during phase one, or year one, really, last fiscal year, and also ones that are planned for the current year as we ramp up the various initiatives. So just again, the overarching goal of the asset management program is to implement a more efficient process for us to schedule, track, and manage our infrastructure maintenance and operations. It's really what we're looking to do. It's going to help us plan more effectively for capital repairs and improvements, and also help us develop more accurate budgets. So that's all in the works. In the long term, we want to shift the way we do our infrastructure management away from more of what's been a reactive process to being more proactive operations and maintenance structure. So that is coming in the future. Four different AM related activities are summarized in your memo, all involving assistance and oversight from two of our on-call engineering firms who are considered subject matter experts in the field. One covers the continuation of the development of SOPs, standard operating procedures, which will be used by our inspection and maintenance staff. Another represents year two, which coincides with the fiscal year of data and data collection, as well as assessment of our linear utility assets. The third initiative is pretty much the same scope, except we're pushing into one of the treatment plants, our largest one at South Coastal. And the fourth one involves, or really covers the owner's support that's needed for full implementation of the suite of software platforms that are part of the enterprise solution. The enterprise solution I brought to you back in April for approval of the actual acquisition of the software programs. So this would be the oversight of the implementation, which is a year to a year and a half process starting this month. All consultant fees have been vetted by both the engineering and
hearing me either. Oh, here we go.
There you go.
Check yours.
Test, test. There it is. I'm going to repeat all that? Just checking. Didn't think so.
First, all right, first.
We heard you.
First motion. Be it moved, based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering and Finance Departments, that Amendment Number 7 of Johnson, Miramon, and Thompson's Base Owner Engineer Agreement be approved in the not-to-exceed amount of $291,950.
Okay, pleasure of council.
Move to adopt.
Motion, Mr. Lloyd.
Second.
Second, Mr. McCarron. Any questions? Hearing none, we'll take the vote. Mr. McCarron?
Yes.
Mr. Lloyd?
Yes.
Ms. Grunabaum?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried.
All right, second motion. Be it moved based upon the recommendations of the Sussex County Engineering and Finance Departments that amendment numbers 2, 3, and 4 of the base owner engineer agreement for Arcadis Inc. be approved in the respective not to exceed amounts of $960,000, $266,000, and $287,000.
A lot of money.
For a good effort.
For sure.
Worthy effort. Any questions on that?
No.
Nope. Yeah, you want to give us your motion?
That was it.
Oh, that was it. That's right.
That was it.
That's right. Yeah.
Move to adopt.
I'm sorry. I'm thinking ahead too much. Okay. Pleasure, Council.
Move to adopt.
Motion. Mr. Lloyd?
Second.
Second, Ms. Grunabaum. Any questions? Hearing none, we'll take the vote. Mr. McCarron?
Yes.
Mr. Lloyd?
Yes.
Ms. Grunabaum?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried.
And again, just a big thank you to Council for all your support on this important effort. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, next, Mr. Mauser. Paul?
Good morning to County Council. I'm here to recommend award for the Slaughter Beach Project and the North Allendale Projects. And I am joined by Slaughter Beach Mayor Harry Ward and Slaughter Beach Vice Mayor Bob Ward as well. Thank you guys for coming. just quick background overview of the project. Due to the size, complexity, time constraints, and unique nature of the Slaughter Beach Project, county staff divided that into three contracts. Essentially, we have Contract A, which is our collection system for Slaughter Beach proper within the corporate limits of Slaughter Beach. We have Contract B, which is the vacuum station pump station, which is right there at the intersection of Slaughter Beach Road and Bay Avenue. Mm-hmm. And then we have Contract C, which I'm here to present today, which essentially is the conveyance side. That's the force main leaving the pump station and heading south and west to the artesian facility for wastewater treatment. Essentially, we have contract C1A and C1B. So C1A is the Slaughter Beach side. That's from the pump station to the intersection of Reynolds Pond Road and Isaacs Road, that's Route 30. And that's where it interfaces with the North Allendale project. We have these two different projects going on. They're both dependent on each other, and they interface right at that intersection. So the North Allendale will essentially have the 3.5 miles of force main from Allendale proper to the artesian facility, and Slaughter Beach will tie in right at that intersection of 30 and Isaacs Pond. So there are two separate projects, two separate pots of money, but they are dependent on each other, and that's why we bid them together. Essentially, we had the bid results come in for contract C1A, the Slaughter Beach side. We had our low bidder as Atlantic Contract and Materials. That was at $5,152,051. And if you combine that with contract A and B, which have already been awarded, they were awarded at the June 23rd council meeting. Mm-hmm. We have a total proposed contract amount of $14,233,199. Our total available funding for Slaughter Beach is $21,682,488. That's all in our public records and our previous council memos. So we are in a very good financial position to complete the Slaughter Beach project. We would have, contractually, we would have a total amount remaining of approximately $7.5 million. And there will be some change orders on the project, but we're starting at a very good point.
Good.
And the other project from North Allendale came in at
Try, push your button again.
Okay, I think we're back on.
Go ahead, Paul.
Okay, all right, yep, okay. Thank you, Todd. We would have a total amount remaining for the North Allendale project of around $4.8 million. And again, there will be, you know, change orders. That's typical with every project, but we're starting off on a very good note.
And that's what's left over?
That's the total remaining.
Yes.
After we would be awarding the contract to Allen Myers. So having said all that, I wanted to provide that background information. I do have motions for council approval.
Two different motions, right?
Two different motions, that's correct.
Okay, please give us your first one.
Concurrence.
Okay. I have to do that again. Hang on.
Yeah, let's pause for those watching and just so it's recorded.
All good.
You have a song you could do for us?
Okay. We're back on, but let's wait for Todd.
Testing.
Okay.
Yep.
I don't know what's making it go in and out.
We'll have to put a new mic system on the remaining $4 million or whatever.
Right. Change order number one.
Might be a good spot to start.
We have great support from Solder Beach leadership, though.
Absolutely.
And it's a great project as well.
Much needed.
Yep, these are septics that are right on the Delaware Bay. So
yep.
We'll take them offline and send them for public treatment.
I think we're up back on.
Let's just get through this and we're going to have IT reboot.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. You want to give that? Okay. Can you give that motion one more time? That first one?
Yes, sir. Be it moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department. The contract S-2226 Slaughter Beach Septic Elimination Project, contract C-1A, be awarded to Atlantic Contracting and Material Company for their total bid in the amount of $5,152,051, contingent upon DENREC concurrence.
Okay, pleasure of council.
Can I ask you a question? And I just have a question and comment. Yeah. Do you know approximately how many miles of pipe we're laying, just an approximation?
So between both projects, it would be 13 and a half miles of pipe.
13 and a half miles of pipe. And we, I just think it's important that we know this project's for the benefit of Slaughter Beach and North Allendale.
We are forming a resolution that will be brought back to the county council to adopt that codifies that position.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. We're back on.
I'll move to adopt that motion.
Second.
Mr. Lloyd, second. Mr. McCarron, any questions? Hearing none, we'll take the vote. Mr. McCarron?
Yes.
Mr. Lloyd?
Yes.
Ms. Grunebaum?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Give us your next one, please.
Yep. Thank you, council. Next motion. Be it moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department, the contract S-2308 North Allendale Sewer Force Main, contract C-2A, be awarded to Allen Myers for their total bid and allowance number one in the amount of $4,400,000, contingent upon DENREC concurrence.
Okay, pleasure of council.
Motion to approve.
Motion, Mr. McCarron.
Second.
Second, Mr. Lloyd. Any questions? Hearing none, we'll take the vote. Mr. McCarron.
Yes.
Mr. Lloyd.
Yes.
Ms. Grunebaum.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Hang on 1 second. Okay, we're back on. Okay, good morning.
Ellendale area. The engineering department received a request from Age Davenport LLC on behalf of their client, Apennine Development Company, LLC, owners and developers of parcel 230-26-15. Project is bordered on Route 113 on the east and Route 16 to the south. Parcels have been annexed into the town of Ellendale, and Sussex County provides sanitary sewer service for the town. Parcels are located in a Tier 3 area for sewer service, with the annexation into the town of Sussex County as best option for service. Project will be responsible for system connection charges in place at the time of connection, and we would like to request permission to prepare and post notices for a public hearing.
Okay.
A motion?
Please give us your motion.
Be it moved by Sussex County Council that the Sussex County Engineering Department is authorized to prepare and post notices for the Cedar Creek Station expansion of the Sussex County Unified Sanitary Sewer District to include parcel 230-26-15 as presented on July 14th, 2020.
Okay, pleasure of council.
Motion to approve.
Motion, Mr. McCarron.
Second.
Second, Mr. Lloyd. Any questions? Hearing none, we'll take the vote. Mr. McCarron.
Yes.
Mr. Lloyd.
Yes.
Ms. Grunebaum.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried.
You're actually familiar with this one, so it won't really matter that I don't have a map.
Very familiar.
This is the proposed Bell Mead Farm LLC expansion of the Sussex County Unified Sanitary Sewer District. This is our West Rehoboth area. The engineering department received a request from Becker Morgan Group Incorporated on behalf of their client, Bell Mead Farm LLC, owners and developers of parcel 334-18-40.01 and 40.06. Project is southeast of Route 24 near Mulberry Mill Road and located in a Tier 2 area for service. Planning and zoning recommended the project for approval in May of 2025, and council approved on December of 2025. Project will be responsible for system connection charges in place at time of connection, and we would like to request permission to prepare and post notices for a public hearing on that annex.
Okay. Will you give us your motion, please?
Be it moved by Sussex County Council that the Sussex County Engineering Department is authorized to prepare and post notices for the Bell Mead Farm LLC expansion of the Sussex County Unified Sanitary Sewer District to include parcels 334-18-40.01 and 40.06 as presented on July 14th, 2026.
Okay, pleasure of council.
Move to adopt.
Motion, Mr. Lloyd.
Second.
Second, Mr. McCarron. Are there any questions? Hearing none, we'll take the vote. Mr. McCarron.
Yes.
Mr. Lloyd.
Yes.
Ms. Grunebaum.
Reluctantly, yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Okay, Mr. Lawson, is this where we want to pause? Are we good?
Let's just try to keep going.
And we'll
reboot it
in between sessions. Okay, next up is grant requests. Ms. Jennings.
Thank you, Mr. President. The first one is the town of Bridgeville on behalf of the Bridgeville Police Department. They're requesting $1,000 for their Bridgeville Police Department back to school bash. Last grant received for this program was $1,000 from Mr. McCarron. Mr. McCarron, placed on the agenda.
We'll do $1,000 from the second district.
Motion, Mr. McCarron, to give $1,000 from his district to the town of Bridgeville for the police department back to school bash. Okay, any questions? We have a motion.
I'll second.
Second, Mr. Lloyd. Any questions? Hearing none, we'll take the vote. Mr. McCarron.
Yes.
Mr. Lloyd.
Yes.
Ms. Grunebaum.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried.
Okay, the next one is Downtown Seaford Association is requesting $3,500 for their 2026 Downtown Seaford events. Last grant received for this organization was $2,000 for their annual Christmas parade, which was $1,500 for Mr. Lloyd, $500 for Mr. McCarron. Mr. Lloyd, placed on the agenda.
I'll do the whole $3,500. In the first district.
Motion to give $3,500 for Mr. Lloyd to Downtown Seaford Association. We have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. McCarron. Any questions? Hearing none, we'll take the vote. Mr. Lloyd?
Yes.
Mr. McCarron?
Yes.
Ms. Grunebaum?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried.
Okay, next one is the Blaze Volunteer Fire Company is requesting $5,000 to offset the cost of large building repairs. Last grant received for this organization was $5,000 from Mr. Vincent and Mr. Lloyd placed on the agenda.
Mr. Lloyd?
I'll do the whole $5,000.
Mr. Lloyd, motion Mr. Lloyd to grant $5,000 to Blaze Volunteer Fire Company for building repairs. Do we have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. McCarron. Any questions?
$1,000, which was $2,500 from Mr. Hudson, $1,000 from Mr. Riley, $500 from Ms. Grunenbaum, Mr. Hudson placed on the agenda.
I would grant $2,500 from District 4.
I'll grant $1,000.
Okay, $1,000, $2,500 and $1,000 from Ms. Grunenbaum.
So we need 15. Mm-hmm. I will go 1,500.
Mr. Riley will do $1,500. Okay, and that's a total of how much again?
$5,000.
Okay, we have a motion to give $5,000 to the Botanic Gardens. Do we have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Lloyd. Any questions? Hearing none, we'll take the vote. Mr. McCarron?
Yes.
Mr. Lloyd?
Yes.
Ms. Grunebaum?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried.
Okay, and the last one is Delaware State University Alumni Association is requesting $5,570 for their fundraiser that provides scholarships to students in Sussex County. Last grant received for this organization was $1,500, which was $1,000 from Mr. Hudson and $500 from Mr. McCarron, and Mr. Riley placed on the agenda.
I would make a motion to grant, what did I do last time again?
$1,000.
$1,000 to the Delaware State University Alumni Association.
And I will grant $1,000.
Mr. Riley also with $1,000 for a total of $2,000. Do we have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Lloyd. Any questions? Hearing none, we'll take the vote. Mr. McCarron?
Yes.
Mr. Lloyd?
Yes.
Ms. Grunebaum?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried. Okay, thank you. Next up is the introduction of proposed ordinances. Mr. Moore?
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. I have three. The first one is in Mr. Riley's district, an ordinance grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a welding business to be located on certain parcels of land lying and being in Sussex County containing 4.56 acres, more or less.
I'll introduce it.
Mr. Riley introduces it.
The next one is in your district, Mr. Hudson, an ordinance grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a commercial dog kennel and veterinary clinic to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Sussex County containing 2.52 acres, more or less.
I'll introduce it.
Mr. Riley introduces it.
And the last one is also in your district, Mr. President, an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a MRRPC, medium density residential planned community district, 179 units for a certain parcel of land lying being Sussex County containing 57.10 acres, more or less.
I'll introduce it.
Mr. Riley introduces it. Next, council member comments. Council member comments. Okay, we'll entertain a motion to go into executive session at this time.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Riley.
Second.
Second, Ms. Grunenbaum. Any questions? Hearing none, we'll take the vote. Mr. McCarron.
Yes.
Mr. Lloyd.
Yes.
Ms. Grunenbaum.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I vote yes. We're now in executive session downstairs.